If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Pod.
Oh. What was that?
Just stewing in your own fart.
Just smelly. Very, very disgusting.
I'm glad we're in a garage now, not in the man cave. We could all be dead.
I mean, you'd have to get like, so, you know, the people that, you know, when you have black mold in a house and they bring in like tents and stuff, you'd have to do that to that whole room.
You would get it.
Yeah.
Burn it out.
I basically just ripped open a package of microwave asbestos over here.
I think you might have ripped open a portal to the underworld.
Yeah. I'm not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Hello, effers. I'm your host, Internet Keith. And welcome to the NFL edition of Football and Other F Words. Today on the NFL edition, we'll be talking about NFL news. We're going to talk a little bit about the 2018 draft class, and then we're going to predict the playoff teams, or what we think the playoff teams will be for 2018. So, as is tradition, I'm joined by some hooligans. I've got a man who has a dog and a very fetching hoodie. It's Zeebo. How you doing, Zeebo?
Doing pretty good. I think he's contemplating suicide as we talk.
He's ready to jump.
I mean, he's never jumped from anything in his life. We cannot teach him to jump at all.
Well,
I mean, I've seen French bulldogs can jump everywhere on Instagram, and this motherfucker cannot do anything.
I mostly see him skateboard. Can he skateboard yet?
Oh, I need to get a skateboard.
Yeah. I've heard that white dogs can't jump.
That seems racist.
That's what you did there.
We've got a man who just opened a portal to the underworld. It's Mr. Lebowski. How you doing, Mr. Lebowski?
I mean, I think y'all are just jelly about the smell.
So are you now, because you opened up to the underworld, the Prince of Fartness?
I believe I am. And I'm not going to apologize for it.
You don't have to. And, of course, last but not least, well, last maybe least, we've got Mike Miracles. How you doing, Mike?
Last and least. Thank you, Keith.
So let's get into NFL news.
Oh my God, so much more again. Yeah. So much more news.
The NFL keeps giving.
Is amazing.
So we jinxed Kansas City, right?
Yes.
Yep. I put that solely on us.
We did. We jinxed 100%. The shit out of them. They missed their damn coin toss. They were 9-1.
Yep. Shouldn't have talked about it, buds.
And then right after that, just to completely blow our NFL news wide open, they jinxed the coin toss, and now they are not playing in Mexico.
Well,
they have moved the Kansas City Los Angeles Rams game to LA, right?
Yes.
So, wow.
Where there's wildfires, so I don't understand what they're accomplishing.
Instead of bad field conditions, we're moving to a place where there's terrible air conditions. Yeah.
Which, because of Shakira.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Shakira.
Which apparently the NFL didn't care that much about the air conditions anyways.
Why do you need in an NFL stadium two Shakira concerts? Back to back.
She's big in Mexico.
She's big, dude.
I mean, but two?
Her hips don't lie.
Sometimes with a great ass and a bad voice, you gotta have two concerts. But boy, they fucked up that field. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty rough.
It looked terrible.
Yeah. I've seen it described as a Game of Thrones scene where the dragon comes down and just burns the shit out of everything. I've also seen it where someone's described it as a dog just taking their ass across the floor of your rug.
That's fair.
After and just wiping shit all over it.
Someone on Twitter today said that it's the field after it's been blown up on Dark Knight Rising, and they just decided that's what they're going to play the Friday night game.
I was going to say someone said that, but I wasn't for sure if someone did, because that's what I thought.
Yeah,
it did. It looks like these huge chunks.
Hines Ward's just running around down there.
So the Monday night game, which I watched most of it on mute last night because I was on the telly. But
on the telly?
While I was on the telephone, I know they kept popping up maps about how the air quality was as bad as it could get. And then they were showing players with oxygen masks on. Yeah. And they're just still playing the game. So
people in the crowd wearing masks.
Yeah, so. And they were distributing those like SARS masks. I don't know what the technical term is for them, but yeah, they're distributing
medical masks.
To the crowd.
They probably should have been handing out blindfolds as well, though, with that game.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Blindfolds would have been more helpful to those poor people.
Yeah, really, any Raiders game would help.
They should be giving them out to all of us who tune into that garbage each week and then give us earplugs because we have to listen to those three chunk of shit.
Yeah,
how bad is Booger getting?
How bad
we
Witten
were
getting?
So far off on worse. The, I mean, the NFL topic,
who cares? Let's roll.
No, let's get after it.
Because Booger is getting worse and worse. Like this
so
whole
is,
broadcast.
So is Witten.
Yes.
No, Witten can't get worse because he's also he's already the fucking worst.
Witten last night. I tweeted out a picture of it because I was so amazed. Odell Beckham's running a crossing route. He is so open that there is no one within at least 7 or 8 yards of him in any direction. And Witten's like, oh, just look at Eli. Well, look, he throws him open right here. And I'm like, throw Witten.
Eli hasn't thrown anybody open since he played at Ole Miss.
I'm like, he couldn't have been more open if he like if he was playing in an empty stadium.
Yeah. Witten, you know
he's
better
not
than that.
Throwing anybody open. Yeah, but that kind of shit pisses me off. And Witten just says shit like the way his voice sounds when he talks, it sounds like he does not know what he's about to say.
Yeah.
And he's just saying things pops into his mind.
You can like hear the panic that's in his voice.
Absolutely.
We need like an explosion or like a drop in the mic kind of soundbite. Mental note for me next
like
week.
Bombs?
For me tomorrow when I listen to this.
Although Witten's phrase of I think it was maybe Awful Announcing or something did a list of his like bad colloquialisms where he's basically like mixing metaphors and shit like that.
Yeah.
And when he said to see if Aaron Rodgers can pull a rabbit out of his head, it was several weeks ago, but that one has stuck with me. So now every time a quarterback is like going for a game winning drive, I'm like, let's see if he can pull a rabbit out of his head. So I thank Witten for giving me that.
But I mean, like, now he's dragged down everybody with him. Like, the overall production value is just in the tank.
Oh, the stupid graphics, the Marcus Mariota surfing, dumping sharks on him for some reason. Like, what the fuck is going on, ESPN?
Yeah, yeah, this is great. Great work.
Yeah, so to quote Witten last night, some dreams never come true, but if you keep dreaming, you never know. God damn it.
Technically, that's a sentence.
Why is that even?
I have no idea.
Why is that even brought up?
No idea what he's
what's the context?
Jason Witten is the
Jason
context.
The Jason context.
But have we noticed? Have you noticed that the Boogermobile does not have the TV on the back anymore?
Yeah.
It is a clear piece of plexiglass. So ESPN obviously.
So now you can see the trash that's being thrown on it. It goes by.
I mean, you can basically just tear at the back of Booger's head now. But like, God. Is ESPN knows that they're being slightly tone deaf, but yet they're just going to keep that stupid fucking card out there.
Have you seen? He's got a seatbelt in it. There is a seatbelt that he wears in the Booger bus.
Oh my goodness!
Safety first, boys.
I guess
the Booger belt.
I guess if you're going to have to,
it's a snot belt.
There you go. It's obvious that once they're going to do the Monday night game in Oakland, like he's going to have to haul ass out of there at some point. So the seatbelt's told him in there.
Yeah.
It's going to be Fast and the Furious.
Do you think if it's a bad Monday night game, he just like just goes right into the parking lot on the Boogermobile? He just doesn't even exit.
Gets on the freeway.
I hope that his seat ejects and rips out of it like the motorcycle off the Dark Knight. Like once the Batmobile is completely destroyed, the Booger seat just turns into like some kind of drone and he just flies ass out of the
stadium.
I'm gonna
see how many more Dark Knight references we can fit in this one podcast.
I'm going for at least 4, but so I'm up
I was bald in the darkness.
Yeah, no, I just thought it was really tone deaf by the NFL last night to be, you know, all the air quality is just absolutely terrible. We had to give fans in the stands masks, but thank you for joining us on Monday Night Football where we're gonna talk about CTE.
There's some advisory.
You should always be able to flex games out.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird flex, but okay.
There was some advisory by like the local weather channel that was like, don't participate in any strenuous activity It's like, oh, you mean like playing football?
Yeah.
Is that the kind of strenuous activity you
mean? Yeah, the local weather had an advisory that was basically like, don't go outside if you need to. Unless you're heading to that Monday night game. Am I all right, guys? So, no, but...
Here's a mask. Have
fun. The last thing that I'll take a huge flaming shit on for the Monday night game is that despite everyone's glowing reviews of their black and white garbage-ass halftime performance... They roll out some kind of very weird, I don't know if anybody else saw this. It was a military band that was doing some kind of female rap. It was bad.
What?
It was very bad.
That doesn't even make sense
so
in
they
my
had,
head.
They had some sort of military. Okay, I got excited for a second because they marched out a military marching band. And I thought, oh my God, they're marching out the Marine Corps band. I thought, this is going to be fucking wild. And then the cameras went to black and white, and I was like, God damn it, here we go. And sure enough, on stage, they had some people from the military singing, and bless their heart, they tried, but it was just not good. They were like some kind of rap, rock band, and it was really bad. Well, anyway, so it's like, if you're going to do something for Veterans Day, right?
Yeah.
You're going to do something for Veterans Day, why not do something like roll out the Marine Corps band or something traditional, right? You know, roll out a traditional, like, college-style halftime with a Marine Corps band playing all their greatest hits. And get it out of black and white. We don't give a damn. You're trying to sell the Hyundai Genesis. It's a shit-ass car.
Is it? Does it only come in black and white?
I guess.
They've only showed black and white once from what I've seen.
No, yeah. I'm just talking about the car.
Oh, yes.
It might as well. You get in it and there's just no more color.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of no more color, Matt Barkley is going to make you believe again.
No, he's not.
I don't understand the no more color. Not.
I don't know. I'm just segueing. He threw for 232 yards and 2 touchdowns.
When Matt Barkley got announced that he was starting, I was like, "Oh, the Bills are going to win this." I can feel it. I don't know why. I just feel like
Jets?
No, it's just Matt Barkley. I really feel like that Matt Barkley is a little bit better than Blaine Gabbert. I kind of want Matt Barkley as our backup.
I sort of like Matt Barkley too, honestly. But I kind of like to think that the Bills only signed Matt Barkley because it was like a weird troll of Sam Darnold sitting out the game. They're like, hey, we're going to go get your predecessor from USC and show you how it's done.
I like that. I like that theory. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So, he hasn't played it in the NFL in 2 years. Like, and is this for real or is this like an accident?
No, this 2 years ago, around this time, he played the Titans.
Yeah, for the Bears.
And they almost beat us.
Yeah, and he was really good in that game.
Yeah.
So you think this is a for real thing? Like he's going to be their quarterback going forward this
year? No, I think Josh Allen's already playing this Sunday.
Yeah, I think he's coming back.
I mean, they cut Nathan Peterman about time.
Mercifully.
Yeah. Mercifully. Okay, side note. I'm kind of tired of people when people say, well, Nathan Peterman has a job, but Colin Kaepernick doesn't. No one is suing the NFL other than Colin Kaepernick. He is not going to get a job in the midst of all the controversy that's stirred up. Whether you believe or not that he can still play in the NFL does not matter. Nobody's going to hire him because he's suing them.
Yeah, I also don't think he wants to be hired at this point.
But I'm tired of seeing these tweets. Well, if they only had hired, instead of, getting Nathan Peterman, they could have had Colin Kaepernick. No, they couldn't have because he was causing shit among all the NFL owners. You don't cause shit and get a job.
Well, while we're on the Bills, can we talk about Terrell Pryor getting released already?
Please. Yes.
Like,
a team that's desperate for wide receivers.
How bad do you have to be to get released from a team that's best wide receiver is Kelvin Benjamin? Or Zay Jones.
Terrell Pryor,
I don't know.
Man, I guess.
Zay Jones, the only good thing I've seen him do on a football field is those weird zombie get-ups that he stands up weird after he falls down. Apparently it's a thing for the Bills fans. I don't know.
At least they have something.
Yeah. I mean, that's their most exciting thing to happen on offense.
I mean, that's how they get up out their burning tables after they throw each other on them, I think.
Pretty much the same thing.
You want to hear some funny stats about this game?
Please.
Sure.
So the Bills outgained the Jets 186 yards to 1 in the first quarter.
Jesus.
To 1?
Wow. Yeah. They allowed 7-yard touchdown pass to the Jets allowed 7-yard touchdown pass to offensive tackle Deion Dawkins. They got called for 3 holding penalties on a single play.
Oh, my God.
The Jets also allowed 31 points in 2 quarters to a team that scored 46 points in the last 6 games.
Ugh.
And they allowed Matt Barkley out of football 2 weeks ago to post a passer rating of 117.4.
All right, let's play our only, first and only edition of a game called If You Had a Quarter to Get 1 Yard Against the Bills, Could You? I think that I could.
I think we all think could.
I could, yeah. I would probably die. But I think I can find a way to get a yard.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could run a QB sneak and get a yard, right?
And what was so funny is that throughout the whole week, the narrative was, it's that narrative that comes back every year. Can Alabama beat the worst team in the NFL? Can Alabama beat the Buffalo Bills? The Jets couldn't even beat the Buffalo Bills right now, and the Jets could definitely beat Alabama.
Yeah, that's a dumb
it's
argument.
An entire narrative. Yeah. It's so stupid.
NFL it's so teams, contrived too for like NFL that teams, embrace debate shows.
NFL teams, no matter how bad, are filled with the top 1% of college athletes.
Right.
Yep.
That's all there is to it.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. So one of my favorite things to happen, it was during the Rams game. Floyd Mayweather was sitting in the front row in the end zone. One of the teams scored, handed him a football. And then later, Brandon Cooks scored on a rush. He spiked the ball, got all excited. And then they were picking up the ball to like return it to the ball boy or whatever. And he goes, no, give me the ball. Give me the ball right now. And so they finally give him the ball back. He goes, he takes it, he gives it to Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather gets 2 balls. It made me happy. It was stupid. I loved it.
It's not like Floyd Mayweather can even read who is handing them the balls on the back of their jerseys, nor can he read the autograph that he's later going to get.
No.
Because he's illiterate.
Oh, that's what you're getting. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what y'all were getting at, but I mean, he's
I wasn't tracking that all the way.
Yeah. He is an illiterate person, and I think it's – I know it's not a big deal. It's not a huge deal in the big scheme of things, and I really do not care about this story. But – I think it's weird that players are worshiping this guy. They're on the same level as him. I mean, I feel like. I know that Floyd is arguably the best, but they're both sports celebrities. They're all sports celebrities. They're all scoring touchdowns or doing things in their field. Why are they catering to this guy? Like, I don't get it.
I mean, but I think Floyd's got a certain cachet
well,
to him.
But also, look at the average age of your NFL player. Most of them are under 30,
yeah.
Right? So think about the way we were. And I mean, in my mid-20s, I was a vastly bigger asshole than I am now.
Yeah.
So my thought process and outlook on life and consideration for other people's feelings and that kind of thing was, my attention span was a lot less, right? So I guess where I'm going with this is that you're probably going to be attracted to that kind of lifestyle of throwing a lot of money around and you're successful or whatever you want to define as success as, blah, blah, blah. So I get it. I found it kind of funny. As someone who vehemently cannot stand Floyd Mayweather, I have no use for people who call themselves the money team and blah. It's all a fucking facade. I mean, why don't we just focus on the fact that he cannot stop beating the shit out of every woman that he seems to date or takes out for a drink or whatever, right? But I digress. I would like to say
does that play into, I mean, you say you're for it. Does that not play into maybe he shouldn't be getting these balls over?
No,
kids
and here's
or,
but here's
the way, I it's not necessarily that I believe in that. But
well, let me throw this out there before I answer that question. Lindsay Theory, who I don't think I've ever heard of before, is some kind of ESPN.
You've never heard of the Lindsay Theory?
Well, she needs a new theory because what she tweeted out as an ESPN sideline reporter was a Rams and Seahawks player both presented Floyd Mayweather with a game ball after scoring touchdowns because apparently no kids, veterans, or anyone else worthy was around. All right. Let me throw this out there. Kids and veterans. Okay. I'm going to start with veterans. Veterans Day, Monday Night Football, the entire weekend was centered around veterans being at games, and I love to see it. I love to see the NFL give it up for those who have served in the military. I absolutely do. I like the fact that the military is at the game. I like that they're being recognized. I really do. But it's still an entertainment product. And I don't think that an NFL player, when catching a touchdown or spiking, whatever, should automatically think, I need to go find someone in military regalia to give this football to. I'm about to get wild on the second one. Children at NFL games. Why is it all of a sudden required that if you're going to give a piece of clothing, a football, whatever, that it has to go to a child? Is there anything written in NFL bylaws that said that we have to get children everything? Children get everything. They don't do shit. They don't work. They sit around till 18 and just soak up free everything until they're turned loose in the world to work and be worthless. So now we got to give them free footballs. It's an entertainment product. If someone scores a touchdown and then all of a sudden thinks, I'm going to give the football to somebody, and they just lock eyes on somebody and hand it to them, I'm fine with that. If it's Floyd Mayweather, if it's Jesus Christ, if it's Paul Pot, whoever is sitting there, if they just hand the football to him, whatever. I don't think there was any thought process behind it until someone probably on the sideline pointed out, who scored the first touchdown and gave him?
That's some Seahawks player.
He's on my fantasy team. I can't remember his name. But so anyways, Tyler Lockett?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Lockett hands him the first football. I don't even think he knew he was handing it to Floyd Mayweather. I think he gets on the sideline and someone goes, did you just give a football to Floyd Mayweather? So the second touchdown comes up and somebody's like, it's going to be funny if I give two footballs to Floyd Mayweather. Right? That's, to me, I think the entire thought process that went into it.
Well, and Floyd's a small fella. Maybe they thought he was a child.
True.
It's true.
I mean, absolutely.
And he has the reading level of a
small. That's a good point. That's a good point. And when he had two footballs, he probably thought he had six. Yeah. So all I'm trying to say here, in all seriousness, is that I don't think there was any thought process behind it. And it really irks the shit out of me to see some sideline reporter try to generate some controversy by you couldn't find a vet or a player to give it to.
Yeah.
Side note. Of what's really funny about that thread, that when I just happened to open it up, the top comment is Ryan Leaf, and Nate Washington, former player of the Tennessee Titans, immediately comes back and getting Ryan Leaf's ass by saying, "Ryan, you lame as hell. You know, we watched you scream like a little girl at the media because you couldn't handle a question. Right, tough guy." For a guy that couldn't hold a career because his attitude, you should be the last one passing judgment. So, just out the gate.
Just flames.
Just out the gate, this thread turns into Ryan Leaf getting trashed by Nate Washington. It had everything I wanted.
What is Ryan Leaf doing on Twitter, by the way?
Getting roasted by Nate Washington today is what he was doing.
There's nothing you can say to anyone.
Getting Leaf. Roasted. There's nothing Washington. Good that can happen for him there. No. I mean, nothing.
It's all bad. It's all bad. It's all bad there for you, Ryan. Just close it down.
Ryan, hey, just have a nice, happy life with all that money you made off the Chargers. And
just shut it down, dude. Yeah, just shut it down.
Has it, but hasn't Ryan Leaf kind of gotten to live it up a little bit? Follow me on this one, all right? Well, follow me on this one. I mean, he got to break into houses.
Yeah.
He got to go full retard on pain pills. And now he's out writing books about it, talking about his experience.
Oh.
So you got to be... You got to enjoy being high as fuck and go, you know, full Chad Kelly and break into people's houses when they don't know that they don't suspect you're supposed to be there. And now he gets to sober up and talk about it. That sounds like a great life to me.
Yeah, Chad Kelly's got to be pissed. He's like, you know,
Kelly's got to be like, oh, I can do this.
No, but I mean, he's not. I mean, nobody's buying the Chad Kelly book.
That's I would.
I'm not buying the Chad Kelly book. No.
I'll
buy the Chad Kelly Highlights magazine.
The Chad Kelly book would probably be exactly the Tucker Max book.
It probably would. It probably would. I was literally thinking, what happened to Tucker Max the other day?
Well,
hey, Sports by Brooks came back. Why not Tucker? Motherfucking syrup nugget.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's move on. Let's move on to
because where are we?
I have no idea.
We're at Tucker Max
and Chad Kelly and Tucker Max.
Dez Bryant joined the Saints for a hot minute, and then
I'm sorry to laugh because I know it's a sad thing, but what are it's a hilarious odds. This is so hilarious that this would even happen. That on the first day of his practice, after they said that he has to lose 5 pounds, that he gets injured.
Yeah, it's like, hey, player that's not exactly known for his work ethic comes into camp out of shape and gets hurt. Like, this is one of the reasons why no one wanted to sign him in the first place, because there was a chance this was going to happen. I know injuries are kind of a fluke thing, but when you take care of your body, you reduce the chances of that happening. Dez has never struck me as the takes care of his body really well type.
Keith, who did they sign today?
They signed a another older wide receiver named Brandon Marshall.
They're just spinning, spinning that roulette wheel one more time.
Jesus.
Why? I don't know.
What is their obsession with getting someone that can't run anything? I mean, like,
Randy
Moss
is next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. I mean, he didn't even get any kind of traction with the Seahawks, and the Seahawks have nobody to throw to.
Brandon Marshall's going to, like, tear his ACL tomorrow, tying his cleats.
If that happened, I'll be inconsolably just laughing because it's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Slip a disc.
I don't understand how you don't have anybody else on your radar.
Well, Tegan Jr., Cameron Meredith both get injured and on IR. And now then you sign Dez Bryant. He gets injured. It goes on.
There's nobody that you scouted in the draft class that's on a scout team right now.
I mean, you would think there would have to be.
Right.
I mean, the best wide receiver, Deontay Burnett, is on the Jets.
But I mean, Drew Brees. Someone was talking about, I wish I could remember who it was because I'd give him credit, but they were talking about Drew Brees, and they used to talk about Peyton Manning this way, where basically they asked one of the former Colts receivers, I think, about Manning, and they were like, if you just put a shopping cart on the field and pushed it down the field and had Peyton Manning throw footballs into it, how many yards do you think a shopping cart would get per game? And they were like, oh, you could probably get 80 yards per game just with a shopping cart. I mean, that you're looking for a shopping cart. I mean, it could be literally anyone that can just run and has arms.
I just don't think Brandon Marshall's that
Drew
guy.
Will
I
make
think a shopping
great.
Cart is better than Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, probably.
I kind of want to see a league with shopping carts now.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how you handle this.
They could be, like, drone-controlled. They could run routes.
I really want to see this. Just don't let NBC have it, because you saw what they did with fucking American Gladiator. How do you fuck up American Gladiator? You think a TV show that all you had to do was take the 90 set, put current people out there, and there's your show.
I would have been fine with the older people.
They found a way to fucking Dez Bryant.
They screwed it up? That's disappointing. I was excited about
American Gladiator.
Where were we?
I don't know.
We are talking about great. Now we're gonna get sued by American Gladiator, whoever owns that.
Well, if it's NBC handling the lawsuit, they'll find a way to fuck it up.
There you go. They'll send the boogermobile after us.
Hey, but at least they brought us the green zone, so we know where the first down marker is.
Come at me.
That yellow line wasn't working well enough, apparently.
So the Bengals fired their defensive coordinator, Terrell Austin.
Terrible Austin.
Well, and let's talk about Terrell Austin, because he was like the hot coaching candidate
he
for like 2 or 3 years in a row that never got hired.
Yep.
So is it a Terrell Austin problem?
The Bengals are too talented on defense to be this bad. Yeah. Geno Atkins, Carlos
Dunlap.
But are the Saints
that good?
The Saints are that good. I mean, but it's not like this is the first team that's roasted the Bengals defense. They've been one of the worst defenses in the league.
So let me ask you this. Terrell Austin, who has been lauded by many coaches and all this stuff, suddenly goes to the Bengals. He gets blown out by the Saints, and now he's heading to unemployment.
Yep.
Head coaching candidate, like we said. What do you do now for Terrell Austin? Is this the end?
No, they'll
or,
he'll
like,
probably
as
get
far
go
as
better.
He'll never be a head coaching candidate.
You can always
go
back to college, though.
He might get another DC job.
Yeah. I'm just saying he'll never be a head coaching candidate, right?
You could. There's been some people who have failed and been able to come back to that.
Yeah. Speaking of, Hugh Jackson is back at the Bengals for the fourth time.
Marvin Lewis.
Third time.
And Hugh Something Jackson. Like Dream team.
Dream team of coaches there.
I love that he was named assistant to the head coach.
Yes.
And all the assisted to the regional manager jokes on Twitter were wonderful. I enjoyed them all. It reminds me very much of Butch Jones going to Alabama and just being like the team mascot and filling up Saban's car with gas and stuff like that.
I like the jokes that they figured out how to stop Baker Mayfield was to get the one coach that can stop Baker Mayfield.
Hugh Jackson.
Yeah. Fair. That's fair. Nice.
Yeah.
I do wish, and we talked about this a little bit, Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
If Hard Knocks had just stuck around, this Browns season has been phenomenal as far as drama with Hugh getting let go, Todd Haley getting let go, Baker's in, Hyde's traded, Chubb's running like a madman now. Like, it's been a phenomenal Brown season as far as drama. Why can't we just have Hard Knocks hang out?
Right.
Hang out for the rest of the season, buds.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Marvin Lewis getting fired in next week and then Hugh Jackson being head coach.
Promoted to head coach. That would be so wonderful.
Wow, what a turn of events that would be. Especially if they made the Who's playoffs. Who's with
me? I would be all
I'm 100% down for this timeline.
Would Hugh Jackson and Greg Williams get in a physical fist fight at midfield if they were coaching against each other? How fun would that be?
God, I hope so.
Oh, that would be wonderful. That would be the most anticipated handshake before and after a game.
Who wins that fight? If Hugh
Greg
Jackson,
Williams.
Really?
Greg Williams got like shifts hidden somewhere.
No, no.
He's dirty.
Greg Williams is all bark, dude.
I think he's all bark.
Exactly looks like a villain in a comic book.
Exactly. Yeah, but the villains always lose.
He does, but Hugh Jackson.
Doesn't mean they don't get a few jabs in.
Hugh Jackson is he's one of those like nice guys that I think that when he flips, he gets scary.
Yeah.
He kind of reminds me of Captain Holt on Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Andre Bauer's character. They kind of look alike, but I feel like, you know, there's that hidden layer of Hugh Jackson where he just really surprises you with a bunch of stuff. I've been going back through watching a lot of Brooklyn.
I think maybe Hugh Jackson has been just practicing like Taekwondo or something instead of coaching, because he's definitely not been coaching.
No, absolutely not.
I mean,
do you think Hugh Jackson is just one of those guys that just wants to watch the world burn?
Yes, at this point.
Yeah.
At this point, he's gone full evil.
It's another Dark Knight reference.
Damn.
One in there.
I don't know. I think he's just incompetent as shit. I just think he's just. I don't think he's Jason Garrett stupid, because Jason Garrett is a Walmart greeter.
Yeah,
he is there to smile and wave and do not fucking overthink your job. That's all he's there to do. They put the headset on him and he goes, "Why? Okay."
Well, the headset's for them to tell him what to do.
No, I think the headset is just for them to remind him, we're going to run it on third down. Just stand there and nod.
Chew gum. Clap now.
Chew gum. Clap.
It's just a fucking, like, one of those brainwashing techniques where they're just this series basically on the other end. Chew gum.
Jason, that call was against us. We're going to need you to look angry. Not a little angrier. There we go. That's what we need.
You will agree with Jerry on all the things he says. Jerry Jones is very smart. You are very stupid.
Have any of y'all watched the All Access of the Cowboys from last season?
No, but I kind of want to. Because I want more. I want more Jason Garrett.
Oh, you should definitely watch it.
The All In or the All Access?
All Access. The Amazon series.
The Amazon. I like
the
Amazon
All
series.
In.
It's really good.
I literally laid it up to you to correct yourself.
Is it All In?
It's All In.
Okay. All In. Okay. All In, the Amazon series. Anyways, the
balls
you've
out.
You've got Jason Garrett. You've got Derek Dooley. You've got Dez Bryant.
Oh, man.
You've got Zeke in the suspension stuff. It is. You've got Jason Witten. You got Romo coming back to call a game with. Oh, it's wonderful. It was so much good stuff. But the biggest takeaway I had about Jason Garrett was that one. He is just he's way more likable on that show than I thought he would be.
Ugh.
But he does have like it's this thing where he throws. Like target contest with Dak Prescott after practice or whatever, and it's like because he's an old quarterback. And the worst thing was he beat Dak every time on the show.
God, like, is that true?
Yes, they would try to they'd be like throwing at a trash can like 50 yards away. First one to hit it wins or whatever, and he would win every time. And sometimes Dak would be like throwing missing by like 10 yards and
Jesus.
Stuff.
My God.
Poor Rain Dakota.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Rain Dakota Prescott.
Speaking of people with anger issues, apparently, Sean Payton got fed up with a fire alarm.
Yes.
This was before the game.
So ridiculous.
On Sunday, right?
Yeah. So it's a crime in Ohio, and they're pressing charges. It's a crime in Ohio, and there's so many layers to this. Okay, so about 20 minutes before the game started, whatever, the fire alarm in the visitor's locker room was going off for 10 minutes. Sean Payton had enough and broke the fire alarm. If anybody's listening to this season of Serial, you understand that it's all about the Ohio court system.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up beyond repair. he's screwed. Like, I really think that unless he pulls the celebrity card,
he's getting put away for life.
He could get put away for, like, legitimate time or get fined a shit ton by the state of Ohio.
If Sean Payton's in jail for the playoffs,
dude,
because
that would
he fucked
be,
up a fire alarm.
It would be so epic. This is a story to keep your eye on because people are be like, oh, he's just Sean Payton, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, like, Cleveland or Cincinnati just out of spite, I guess it was it was Cincinnati. So Cincinnati, out of spite, could just say, yeah, we're going to pursue this to the fullest extent of the law right around, like, playoff time.
Yeah.
It would be so epic.
Oh, it'd be so petty. That'd
but
be
he,
all
I mean,
about
he
it.
Breaks it. He's just like, yeah, what the fuck are you going to do?
Yeah.
I mean, like, he shows no remorse. I don't blame him. I
Did
mean,
you
for
see a picture
10
of
minutes?
It? Did no. Did you see a picture of it? He fucked that thing up.
You know,
it's
I'm
been
beginning.
Going on for 10 minutes, though.
I'm beginning to think he might have known something about Bounty Gate. You know,
I think. No, you think he put have. A? You think no he put way, a hit bro. On that smoke alarm?
I think he might have.
Who do you think wins, Greg Williams or Sean Payton?
Sean Payton.
Oh, no doubt.
Greg
Williams.
Williams
has a smoke
Yo,
has a fire alarm going
on. I mean, I think y'all are way underrating Greg Williams.
I think
really?
Greg Williams is a pussy.
I think Greg Williams is all talk. I think
come
Sean,
fight me, Greg.
I think Sean Payton. Sean Payton is a fueled up pillhead.
You think so?
Yes. He absolutely is.
Quite the claim.
He no, it's not even a claim. There is so many league stories about Sean Payton being a serial cheerleader fucking pill popping drinking fiend.
I'm going to need sources.
I'm not giving you sources. You're gonna have to take my fucking word for it. I'm telling you, he's that kind of like red faced, strong arm alcoholic that you do not want to get in a fight with. He's the type of guy that you turn around and spill your drink on and you go, what the fuck? My bad, dude, yeah. My bad.
I love this episode so far.
Yeah. This episode is.
Yeah. I like this episode.
It's so in control. It's scary.
Yes.
Walking
a very, very tight line.
Must be the new studio.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's libel-y in here.
It's not even Wind Down Wednesdays either.
Yeah. No, because I haven't drawn Huxley on his head.
He's over there facing away from you. You know something's up.
Yeah. So Melvin Gordon, you wanted to talk about him, right, Zivo?
Yeah. I wrote down what I was going to talk about, so I'll just let you talk.
Melvin Gordon has totaled 165 yards, 93 rushing. And a touchdown in Sunday's 20-6 win over the Oakland Raiders to become just the second player since 2007 to post a 5-game streak of 120-plus total yards from scrimmage and a touchdown in each game. Former Kansas City running back Jamaal Charles is the last one to accomplish this in 2013. So 5 straight weeks of 120 and a touchdown.
That's pretty impressive.
That's crazy. Yeah. And he's not even really... It's like strongly in the MVP talks from what I've seen.
And
no running back should be.
Yeah. And but to be honest, that I have heard people talk about that this would be the year that Melvin Gordon would put his stamp on the running back, you know, talk. And really, I mean, and he was on my top three running backs anyway when we did our little podcast when I was away. He was on my list, and Melvin Gordon's having a hell of a year, and it just needs to be on record, on notice, that this is a pro Melvin Gordon podcast when he's not playing the Titans.
Yeah, sure. Well, he was very gracious and sat out the Titans game this year.
Yeah,
so
that was nice.
I appreciate it.
Not so nice for his fantasy owners who thought he was going to play that day and woke up to find the opposite.
Correct.
So
that's just too bad.
So can I just, real quick, can I get a heat check on your MVP candidate? For the year so far, has it changed?
I mean, non-running back.
Has it changed from Pat Mahomes? Is it Drew Brees at this point, or where are you guys sitting?
I'm on Brees.
You're on Brees train.
I moved on
so
Brees.
Everybody's back to where I started.
Yeah. I'm on the Brees train too.
Never got off the Brees train.
Yeah.
Mahomes,
the Brees Way Express.
Mahomes is still playing really well, but I think he's slowed down just a touch.
Yeah,
and I think Brees has just been steady. He's I mean, that team is just a buzzsaw right now.
Plus, it's a fucking travesty that he has never been the MVP. Yes, it really
true.
Is. I mean, because to me, I really think you have to take the literal definition of take that player away from the team and how goddamn important is he and breezes that entire team.
Yeah.
I mean,
at this point, he's getting it done with Michael Thomas and
Kamara.
Alvin Kamara.
Bingo.
But, I mean, there's no... there's no other wide receiver. Is it Tre'Quan Smith? Yeah, is that the other guy's name?
And, he didn't even play last week.
Ben Watson. No, I mean, they got rid of Colby Fleener, and their offense got better.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a list of guys that you've never heard of. And like we talked about on the other podcast, like guys that you've never heard of can be good, especially when they're playing with Drew Brees.
Yeah. So.
But Drew Brees is what makes a difference there.
Give him a shopping cart.
Yeah. Bunch of shopping carts. Doesn't matter what their names are.
So let's talk about some shopping carts from the first round draft class of 2018. This has been a good draft class so far this year.
Yeah.
I would like to contend phenomenal. That
is the first phenomenal? The first round has been phenomenal, in my opinion.
Okay, let me read you names and you tell me if they're good or not.
Okay.
Okay. Sam Darnold.
Wait, are we not starting at the top?
Let's start.
No, I'm just going to read up all the bad ones.
No, let's go in order. Let's go in order.
Okay, all agree Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield's good. Yeah. Very good.
Even though that he was overdrafted, Saquon Barkley's very good.
Very good.
Yes.
Sam Darnold.
Not so good so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I think we all agreed that we were anti-Darnold as a group. I think we were pro-Baker and Rosen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, that team's kind of a shit.
I don't know.
Offense.
They got talent on offense, so I think that Sam Darnold's the one holding them back. Okay, so we'll go on to Denzel Ward's good.
Good player.
Okay.
Very good player.
Very, very good.
Bradley Chubb.
Very good player.
Quentin Nelson.
Very good player.
Good. Although I found out that screaming block video was doctored. Yes.
Oh. Was it really?
Yes.
Fucking Colts. Of course you knew that.
Why did you bring that up in the last podcast?
I don't know. I didn't think of it until just now.
Fuck.
But yeah, apparently it was audio from a separate play and he patched it over the top of that one.
Wait, he did it himself?
No. The Colts PR guy or whatever.
The White House did it.
Jim Irsay's, pill handlers.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
He has definitely got a guy who walks around with just a bag of pills.
Yes.
Do you have a business card that says pill handler?
He's
on?
Got a guy who follows him around with a smut suitcase, and then he's got a guy with pills. And he's like, oh, where's my suitcase? I need a smut mag. And where's my pill guy? Okay, I'm good to go.
All right. I'm good
like
for at least the next half hour.
This podcast is pro-smutty now.
It very is.
I added it in the ad last episode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a nice little theme we've got this week.
Yeah, smut.
It's smut week here.
Smut.
At the airport spot.
Smut is such an under. No. Smut is such an
under. I think we should
word.
Bring it back.
I really. It's just
smut.
Like, okay,
I would like to apologize to our sponsors.
If your parents find porn under your bed,
that's not my
bad.
Smut.
But if your father comes downstairs and says, son, is this your smut? You know you have fucked up.
It's a conversation.
They
now.
Have found a video of butthole twerking. You don't know. And it's smut.
Smut.
Okay. We're going to set the definition sounding. Here. We're going to move on. Playboy, porn.
Yes.
Hustler smut. Is smut.
So I'm related Crystal to clear. I'm related to Larry Flint. If you ever
just
look,
a family of smut.
Yeah, just family. If you ever look a picture, if you've seen my dad, most of you all have seen my dad. Yeah. Look at Larry Flint next time, then look at dad when you're at a Titans game next time.
Oh, no.
And imagine dad in a wheelchair with a blanket over his legs. We tried to get him to do this at Halloween so many times. But that is his uncle. Straight up, I'm related to Larry Flint.
Jesus.
Wow.
Good Lord.
The smut peddlers.
Little smut king.
So Josh. speaking of smut. Josh Allen.
Yes. Excellent segue.
Bad.
Pure smut.
He's bad. Yeah.
Roquan Smith.
Pretty good.
Porn.
Average.
I think good.
Are we going porn or
porn
smut?
Or smut?
Porn. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, let's do that from
this
here on out.
This is awful. Okay. I'm sorry, Mom.
Mike. Yeah, your mom started following me on Instagram and Twitter.
Ooh, that's
my mother asked the other day if she could hear the podcast, and I just changed the subject.
Our mom is a avid listener.
Yeah.
She gives us notes.
Is she really?
Yes.
Yeah. So she's... Yeah. I'm sitting here projecting myself into the future by a few hours, and
that's right.
She's going to listen to Gillum talk about smut.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be
right. My mom asked Lauren one time, hey, what time should we tune in tonight? That's not how a podcast works.
Did you tell her 9 p.m.?
I don't know.
Eastern.
Mike McGlinchey.
Porn.
Josh Rosen.
Smut. Man. Probably smut.
What's
right
the
now?
In between smut and porn?
Art.
Red Shoe Diaries.
Art.
Art.
Mika Fitzpatrick. Obviously porn.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Vita Vey.
Smut.
Smut, yeah.
Deron Payne. Is he
porn?
Is he porn?
Porn. He's
I
porn.
Haven't really
he's
kept up
he's,
with
he's
Deron
been
Payne.
Real, he's been real good.
Yeah. Marcus Davenport.
Porn.
Porn.
Porn. Colton Miller.
Smut.
Pure smut.
Tremaine Edmonds, obviously porn.
I hope porn. This makes the rounds. I hope this gets out there.
Derwin James.
Porn. And this is really.
Gonna be, this is going to be the podcast that puts us on the map.
This is going to get passed around.
Be the one.
This is going to get passed porn around all the rookies. Yeah. They're going to be like, what? I'm smut? Are you serious?
This is going to be my Kavanaugh here in years from now. Tell us about Porter Smut.
Yeah, tell us about that segment there.
Jair Alexander.
Wait, porn. We're skipping by. Porn. Wait, we already said Derwin James. Yeah, he's like really, really high level porn.
Yeah. Like high quality?
Like HD porn?
Yeah, like 4K.
Okay.
Yeah, but does it? But no, hold on a second. Hold on a second, because high definition porn actually starts to take a turn for the worst. So I think we need to go with standard definition porn. Is the highest you need to go.
Well, maybe like point of view.
No one wants a 4K.
Should point of view porn be inserted somewhere?
No one wants a 4K.
I think we're getting way too deep into this.
All right, so we'll just call him porn.
Also, I don't appreciate your humble brag on your. Anyways, where are we?
Leighton Vander Esch.
That's porn.
Yeah.
Frank Ragnow.
Leighton Vander Esch. That's porn. There's so many great sound clips.
I think from now on, instead of good or bad or pro or con, it is porn and smut.
We've unleashed a monster.
I can't wait till people start tweeting at us during the Titans game like, that play was pure smut.
By the way, Keith, the phrase "we've unleashed a monster" is also the title of a porn film.
Or is it smut?
No, okay. That could go either way.
All right, Frank Ragnow.
Porn.
Yeah, I think he's been all right.
He's low quality porn.
Billy Price.
He's been hurt, so
a little smutty.
It's like handy porn.
Oh my goodness!
You know who's next? You know who's next,
Handy
right?
Jams.
Yeah.
Rashawn Evans.
It's porn.
Is he
it's
porn?
Porn, baby.
Porn still?
Yeah.
He makes
porn.
The porn?
Yeah, he's
I'll take
he
porn.
Started
I was a
off,
worried about that one.
It started off a little rough, but it's really picked up. It's really picked
the
up.
The acting's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, never mind.
it's a slow burn. It's a slow burn.
It's a slow burn porn.
What a fucking travesty of a podcast this is.
This has turned into a Showtime free weekend.
Oh no.
Isaiah Wynn is total smut, right? Because he's injured.
Yeah, he's smut.
Yeah.
DJ Moore, he's porn.
Yeah.
Hayden Hurst. Dirt smut.
Smut.
That's
smut.
Like 8mm, right? Like
no,
just
this is
bad
like
snuff
this
porn.
Is like a mattress
like
in the dirt in Chatsworth, California. This is definite smut.
Chatsworth, California.
It's like, how'd you get started in porn? We're recording in somebody's backyard. All right, we'll move on.
Calvin Ridley, porn.
Porn.
Rashad Penny.
I think it's smut.
He's smut.
I think it's smut.
He got a little porny last game.
I think it's standard. I think it's like grainy, like staticky, like on a cable box back in the 90s.
No, that
so
one,
he's,
it was all
he's
wavy.
Smut with like what one really good scene.
Oh, okay. That's what makes it.
Yeah. That's fair.
Terrell Edmonds, safety.
Smut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taven Bryan is hella smut. Yes. Like the worst smut.
Yes.
Because it's Florida Jacksonville
snuff.
Smut.
Snuff, yeah.
Snuff? We can't go there. That's awful.
Well, I already said that
that's
about
awful.
Hayden Hurst. I think Hayden Hurst is snuff.
Yeah. Well, it's out there.
Mike Hughes.
I think he's porn.
Yeah. Sonny Michelle.
Porn.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We don't know yet.
Undecided.
Undecided. We have not been allowed to evaluate.
We only got to see like the cover art.
I kind of feel like Lamar.
We don't know.
Lamar Jackson is like the porn that your buddy is bragging about that supposedly can get his hands on and it never materializes.
But yeah, it's like on the dark web or something.
You
got to have
being,
a special passcode.
I think you're being told stories that just get really
I hot. Like when I post about this and you know, I put it up on there. It's all it's going to say is we evaluate the 2018 draft class. Nobody's going to expect smut versus
you'd be
porn.
Like, oh, let's get into this really good analysis.
Boy. That went a lot differently than I thought it was going to go.
I really hope all of those that are still listening to this, all three of you, that you were listening to this in front of children, the elderly,
your it's not like your church choir. See porn.
That was either our best or worst segment of the podcast.
I hope somebody
history.
Was playing this in front of a Young Life group.
Well, I've coughed twice. Like, just I could not catch my breath.
I'm literally crying.
Yeah. So I think we went a little long on that segment, but
it's a great. Well, we were long heading into the segment. I think it's actually the shortest part of the podcast.
Speaking of long,
so stop.
What
are we doing? Are we going to predict the playoffs?
Let's predict the playoffs.
Let's do it
real quick.
I mean, we're in a groove. Why stop the groove?
That's true.
We're on fire.
All right, let's predict the playoffs.
Because if they made it past Smut and Porn,
yeah, they're here.
First up, we already got paid because
if you're still with us, welcome to the refractory period.
Yeah. No.
Refractory period.
All right. So
welcome to the afterglow.
Let's
enjoy the cigarette with us.
There doesn't need to be air horns. Let's predict the playoff teams that we think are going to make it. And I believe we're going to compare them to a Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Tis the season.
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Since we've been so festive already.
Yeah.
AFC East.
Okay.
We collectively agree that the Patriots will be the playoff team there, right?
Yes, and I'm going to throw out there, they are the white meat of the turkey. They're dry. You kind of enjoy it, but you kind of don't. But
they're there every year.
It's every year. It's always part of it, and it's good.
True.
I mean, it's still got its, you know, high points, got its low points, you know.
And it wouldn't feel like Thanksgiving without it.
No. What you got?
What? The Patriots are fucking Jell-O mold. You're so fucking tired of your aunt showing up to Thanksgiving with the same dish, and she talks about how good they are, and you're just so fucking tired of it showing up.
But
they're a Jell-O mold.
The Patriots are actually good. Jell-O mold is not.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm tired of seeing it. Yeah. Stop coming over with that shit. All right.
What kind of molds are your Jell-Os in? Is it just the amorphous blob that has the ridges
no,
in it?
No, like a bundt cake.
People put them like in a bundt cake.
Yeah,
mold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
All right, let's move on to the AFC North. We got the Steelers.
I have them as Grandma's Green Bean Casserole just because I'm just sick of it.
Yeah.
And it's not that good, but you have to eat it.
Yeah, out of politeness.
Out of politeness. And so you have to respect the Steelers because of who they have on their team.
Mm-hmm.
But do you really have faith in them to carry it the dinner all the way?
No. They're not the main event.
You don't want to watch them. You don't want to eat them.
They're a staple, but they're not the main event.
Yeah.
Right. I kind of like watching them. They're a fun offense.
Take your fantasy out of it.
They're a fun offense.
I mean, okay, Steelers versus Titans. Do you want to watch that?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to watch that game.
But do you think the Titans are going to win?
I don't know. It'd be a good game.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I think they're plain mashed potatoes and though gravy. They're good at first, but then reheated, they're not that great. And by themselves, they're not that great. And
yeah,
you're just tired of dealing with it.
Yeah. Just out on it. Not enough butter or salt in there.
Chunky.
All right. Let's go west. AFC West. We've got the Chiefs.
Dark meat of the turkey. Counterintuitive to the Patriots. They're so fucking good,
yeah.
And you enjoy the hell out of it. And it's the best part of the turkey. This is the best part of the NFL season so far, in my mind, is the Chiefs storyline. And you want to have more Chiefs.
Oven-baked macaroni and cheese. They're so fucking good, you make yourself sick on it.
I like it.
All right, so let's go to the one that is going to be the most contentious, the AFC South.
I'm going Titans, and I'm calling them the gravy because I think that they are the perfect complement for pretty much any side item that you're going to choose. So any team that you're going to choose them to go up against, I think it's going to be a good game at this point because they play good against good teams.
True.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
It'll be interesting. The AFC South, I think, is the most interesting division by far, obviously. So, I mean, I could see the Colts, I could see the Titans, I could see the Texans. I could see it going any of those three ways. I don't know. How confident are we that the Titans are the division winners?
I'm very confident at this point because I don't think the Texans have played anybody good on their win streak. I don't think the Colts have played anybody good on their win streak. And now that we are on a win streak of our own starting out, we are actually playing against good teams with wins. Another thing I want to say about my gravy, we have a lot of Patriots cast-offs. gravy is typically made with the cast-offs of the turkey.
Oh.
Oh, that's a fun little analogy.
I actually tied it
next,
all in.
Next level.
Yeah. See what you're doing there.
Okay.
I got to go Houston Texans, and they are broccoli and cheese casserole. It's good,
that's
but you're so fucking annoyed by the person who shows up with it that you just refuse to eat it. Like, you don't even want to acknowledge that it's good, even though you know it's good. Mm. You just don't even want to acknowledge its existence. You just skip the playoffs.
Damn, that was a good one.
I think they're the barbecue potato chips. Like, they don't really belong there, but, like, they're Texas.
And they're
Texas.
They're technically good.
And they're sitting at the table eating their chips, talking about how good their chips are. You've put on a fabulous meal.
Yeah, I mean JJ Watt. Come on.
Yeah,
he's a
but you. So
potato.
You think Texans are winning?
No. I don't think they. I don't think. I think the Titans win the division. I think the Texans do make the playoffs.
I do have Texans as a wild card, and I have them as glazed carrots.
Ooh.
It's
savage.
Really hard to get excited about.
That is true.
Because the Texans in the podcast or Texans in the playoffs just reek of mediocrity and subpar performance.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I have the Chargers as the wild card.
I have Chargers too. What do you have Chargers as? Anything?
The Chargers are, they're cranberry. They seem like they're always there, and they always. Don't
a couple people always like them?
Yeah, a couple people like them, but they always disappoint somehow.
I have them as ham because they're the turkey's little brother. They're the second, kind of protein that you're going to have. And I feel like the Chargers are playing second fiddle to the Chiefs and the Patriots, and they always have. And at least they've always played second fiddle to the Patriots. But I feel like all the good talk that is going on with the Chiefs is being. Kind of putting them in a spotlight that they're not used to. Ham is good. Ham is delicious. And ham can overtake the turkey at some point.
True.
Those Chiefs-Chargers games down the stretch are going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
They are.
It's going to be some good football. Let's move to the NFC. We'll start with the North. We've got the Vikings. Do we all agree with that?
I'm still sticking with the Bears.
Still sticking with the Bears, huh?
Yeah. I'll let the.
I can't believe in Mitch Trubisky.
I think y'all need to start getting on board with that. It's going to be like that Rex Grossman Bears.
I think it's the Vikings too. I still think the Vikings defense is going to get there. And I think the Vikings offense is way better than the Bears offense. But the Bears have been good. They've been better than I expected them to be. I think Matt Nagy's a good coach. That's going to be a great division. Down the stretch, too. I think they play each other this week, don't they? Vikings, Bears?
I think so.
That'll be a huge game.
Yeah. I'm going to go Bears, but they're risotto. What? And it's your cousin
bringing
it.
Thanksgiving?
Hear me out.
All right.
It's your cousin making risotto, and you're thinking, do you know how to make risotto? You know you got to stir it the whole time. You know they're going to fuck it up, and you'll believe it when you see it.
Well, I'm going Bears, and I call them stuffing because they just stuff the quarterback. Yeah. It's just simple. When I got to them, I had not used stuffing yet. But I mean, it's nothing great.
It's very smut.
Yeah, it's very smutty.
Jeez.
They're the smut of division winners.
Yeah, you stuff it into the turkey.
Ugh, Jesus.
Really pound it in there.
NFC West, the Rams.
Yeah, Rams easy.
Yeah, Rams.
Rams for sure.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes?
Because they're rich and creamy. But they go great with the gravy, and I think it's going to be Rams-Titans Super Bowl.
Oh, a rematch, huh?
And a callback to my previous menu.
I would not be thrilled about that.
That would be
I mean, I'd be thrilled that the Titans were there, but yes. God, I'd be scared of that team.
Yeah, me too. I got to go. They're deep-fried turkey.
Mm.
It's fucking delicious, and there's nothing about it that's good for you.
I like that.
NFC South, the Saints.
I have them as rolls, just because they're on a roll.
Yes.
Sounded like there might have been more to that.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I want you to think.
I got to go deviled eggs because they're too good to be true, and you got to get them while they last.
Deviled eggs, sneaky, like power food.
Oh, yeah.
It's power food at Thanksgiving.
They're good, but they're like, by the time you've gone through the line, you're like, all right, I'm going to get a couple deviled eggs. And you sit there and nosh those motherfuckers. You're like, we'll go back for some more deviled eggs.
I typically eat the deviled eggs first, and then I'm so stuffed after eating a bunch of deviled eggs, I can't get through a lot of the other stuff.
I don't care to get through the rest of it. Eat deviled eggs for Thanksgiving.
I have no fucking couth when it comes to Thanksgiving dinner. Not, mainly because I make 90% of it, but other people bring over those sides. Like, oh, you got to try the candy yams. Like, get that shit away from me. I'm loading my plate with what I want, which is meat, potatoes, stuffing, green beans. And give me those fucking eggs.
Some eggs.
All right. Last and least, NFC East.
Bull.
I have no idea.
The whole division is cranberry sauce. It's either canned cranberry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the cranberry your grandma makes. It just could be cranberry, but you don't really know.
Yeah.
There's the cranberry with the orange zest in it.
No, thank you.
I mean, just nothing as good as coming out of the NFC East. And people like it. That's okay. You can like the NFC East. You can like your Redskins. You can like your Eagles, your Cowboys. That's not a good division this year, and that is not a good food.
I'm going to go the it's not even a food. The entire NFC East is your cousin with drug problems. You're so fucking tired of talking about it. You just, why do you bring that shit to the table?
And they
no
keep
one
getting
wants to hear it.
All the attention. And
they always talk about the smut porn they're in.
They're going to get their ass blown out in the first round. Let's move on.
So,
okay.
I'm going to
Chad's
pick...
back on the spike. We all know it.
I'm going to pick.
That's
going to
sound so good on the audio, but you're all not going to catch it.
I think I'm going to pick the Cowboys to win this division. I would have said Eagles, but the Eagles are so banged up on defense right now. I just don't think there's any way they're going to overcome that. Their secondary's just absolute mess.
They just lost Ronald Darby, too. So.
Yeah, they've got no Ronald Darby. I think Jalen Mills or Sidney Jones is hurt. Rodney McLeod's out. They are really hamstrung on the back end. I think that's going to cause them fits. And I just don't think the Redskins are any good. Mm. They keep winning, but I don't think they're any good. No. Their defense
is
pretty good.
They seem to have a pretty easy schedule. So
God, they've got like 95 serious injuries. I mean,
yeah, their whole offensive line is hurt too.
Entire
so that's
offensive
not good.
Line is hurt.
It's only a matter of time before Jordan Reed gets injured, right?
Yeah. He's probably the one that's hurting the offensive line. Yeah. Actually, come to think of it,
yeah,
he's got a claw hammer.
So wild card for the NFC.
I had Vikings and Panthers. I had Vikings as my wild card, and they're kind of like macaroni and cheese.
I didn't even think about the Panthers.
And I have the Panthers as deviled eggs. I think they're the ones that you stuff up on early. They were really good earlier in the year. And I think they come back to haunt you later on down the road when you're taking a shit. So I think they'll get into the playoffs, but I don't think they'll be ready for the playoffs.
I think it's the Panthers, and I think they're Kroger bacon. It's bacon, but you eat it, and you're like, this isn't as good as other bacon. This is bacon lie.
It's like a little limp sheet of paper.
It's bacon. Cut way too thick. What the fuck happened? This is not bacon.
Yeah.
So my wild card teams, I'm going so I had the Vikings win in the AFC or the NFC North. So I'm going Bears. No. I'm going Panthers and Packers with the Bears missing the playoffs altogether. I think Panthers get in.
That's a lot of belief in the Packers.
I think the Packers are going to put it together. I think now that Mike McCarthy has finally unleashed Aaron Jones.
I thought he'd had to be fired.
Finally unleashed Aaron Jones. I mean, it only took them getting to the point where Aaron Jones was literally averaging double the yards per carry that Jamal Williams was before they were like, oh, maybe we shouldn't just be mindlessly rotating.
Who told you that was going to happen at the before the season started?
Oh, I don't recall.
There's no way to know. Let's get to one of our favorite segments, the Back to the Future Thursday Night Football recap from Wednesday that you're listening to on Friday, presented by Football and Other F Words. And we are, of course, talking about the Packers at the Seahawks. So let's predict what happens 2 days from now, your tomorrow game.
Tonight game.
So let's put a minute on the clock and tell you what happened in the Packers at Seahawks game. Let's go.
CJ Anderson, I can't believe, did not realize that he had been let go from the team, actually ran for 100 yards for the Packers.
He got he had the Office Space moment. We fixed the glitch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the amazing thing to me was that Aaron Rodgers slept with Sierra at halftime. and then Russell Wilson wasn't even mad about it.
R.
He just
R.
was
Russell.
Like, okay.
Is that because he was sleeping with Mike McCarthy to get back at Aaron?
Yes.
He was sleeping with Macklemore, who actually came in to play running back for two halves, which was interesting.
Yeah, and every time he would appear on screen, it would turn black and white. I don't understand it. What's ESPN doing?
Hmm. My favorite part was when Pete Carroll pulled off that mask to reveal that he's actually been Ric Flair this whole time.
No.
Well, I mean, he did get caught by Scooby-Doo and the gang, so they had to pull off the mask.
The weird part about it is that Green Bay was able to amass, 600 yards on the ground, which is more yards than they put up in 98 when what's-his-face got thrown off the cage.
My favorite part was Randall Cobb walking away from the hospital, pressing a button, trying to explode it, and then it wouldn't go through. And then here comes Marquise Scantlin, and he presses the button, and the whole hospital explodes.
He got another
you
one in
son
there.
Son of a bitch.
He got that's, another one in there.
That's time.
Right before he the
was,
buzzer.
I think it was four. Technically over the buzzer. But, who's counting? So let's get to one last segment before we leave you. Let's get to another lovely segment of Beats and Box Scores. Mr.
Let's
Lebowski, take us away.
My victim tonight is going to be Michael Herndon.
Michael,
how confident are you in your rap game tonight?
I am a solid Cole Beasley.
Mm. Okay.
I feel like this joke was already used.
Well, yeah. I feel like you've gone with Cole Beasley before. That's very smut of you. So,
I am smut
confident. Let's let you make the choice. Do you want the stat first or do you want rap lyrics?
Give me the stat first.
Alrighty. The Chicago Bears hold the single game NFL record for most number of penalties with 23 penalties totaling over 200 yards.
Yowza.
The penalties include one call of taunting, four for holding, one intentional grounding, one delay of game, two pass interference, four unnecessary roughness, two illegal use of hands, two illegal formation, one ineligible downfield kick. Twice they got caught with 12 men on the field, two false starts, and one illegal block above the waist.
And a partridge in a pear tree?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So let's move on.
I like how cracked up Keith was at that joke.
That's some high-quality Christmas humor. That's way too early.
Let's move on to the rap lyrics. Iced out, no stylist, new Chanel, Saint Laurent, Gucci bag, lifestyle, no stylist, Louboutin, Jimmy Choo, that's on you, diamonds on my neck, frozen tears, hopping out the jet, leers, bad bitches getting wet here, yeah, don't call me till the check's clear. Your thoughts?
Wow, that's a lot of designers. For one,
it absolutely is.
Oh goodness, I may need to hear the rap lyrics one more time.
Okay,
I need to get them marinated.
Iced out, no stylist.
Like no, I might have questions.
Mm-hmm.
Stylist as in like a Palm Pilot stylist.
I think like a stylist.
I think like a hairstylist.
Oh,
like
okay.
RuPaul.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
In what case would the other style? I'm moving on. New Chanel, Saint Laurent, Gucci bag.
Gucci bag.
Lifestyle, no stylist.
Stylist? Lifestyle.
Now I'm just fucking with him.
No stylist.
Okay. Lifestyle. All right. Like the condoms. Louboutin, Jimmy Choo, that's on you. Diamonds on my neck, frozen tears.
Frozen.
Hopping out the jet, leers. Bad bitches getting wet here. As if you needed to know a direction.
Where are the bad guys? Yeah,
we still
wet.
Don't know the direction. We just know that
here.
It's
don't
here.
Call me till the check's clear. Your thoughts, Michael?
That's basically just a lot of words.
Just remember your mom is listening to this.
Yes.
Hi, Mom. Choose carefully.
She's not listening.
I've never.
She is long since not listening.
Oh, please tell me she.
Oh, she is writing you two out of the wills, which she did.
I hope she turned this off or
can
her phone
can we remove
died.
Subscribers for a week?
Yeah. How do we like block a certain subscriber from listening to one episode? I feel like the rap lyrics were just mostly words.
It's a lot of
well,
they
usually
are.
A
lot of bullshit.
Rap
not always.
It was. I don't think there were sentences. A lot of talk of Palm Pilots.
Styluses.
Yes, yeah. Lots of styluses. I don't. It's old technology.
Outdated. Don't use
and
it.
And I feel like, is he like a brand whore like Gucci, whatever these other...
Could you name me a rapper that's not a brand whore?
Well, I'm just saying, don't they try to get like deals with these specific brands to be like, hey, I'm
gonna... That's why they're usually in the rap.
But why would you just list off like seven of them?
Because he has seven brands.
They...
We don't know who's saying it.
Questionable. It's questionable. Okay. Questionable behavior.
I need a choice.
You need an answer?
Just remember, we have a new soundboard, and I'm ready for either sad trombone or rap air horn.
Oh, this is some pressure. I'm going to say the stat is real.
Okay.
And the rap lyrics are fake.
Mm.
Rap lyrics are a Michael Gillum special.
I tell you, you got keen ears there. Because the song is No Stylist featuring Drake.
Oh, my buddy Drake.
Yeah, with a group called Future or some shit.
Was that a Drake verse?
It is No Stylist by French Montana
featuring
Drake.
Oh, that explains things. That explains
things.
The
stat, all I changed on the stat is it was actually the Raiders who were penalized that much in a game in 2008. Yeah. And it was actually a pretty... They were penalized over 200 fucking
ridiculous.
Yards in a primetime game.
That sounds like the Raiders.
It very much sounds like the Raiders. I had to go with a little trickery there and just change up the team because the stat actually was real, but that was the Raiders and not the Bears. The Bears are actually the second most penalized team. It was like 190 yards, so they were close.
Wow. Hey, Big Mike.
But I appreciate
really
your
let
enthusiasm.
Down my family just in this one specific segment. In all the other segments, I've really upheld the family name.
I don't know whether to take it as a compliment or an insult that you would think that I could make up rap lyrics so fucking terrible. So I'll actually take it as a compliment. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, that's how I meant it.
Because I really look forward to writing
those rap lyrics were so excessive that I knew that he could not have come up with.
I did come across a set of rap lyrics that I can't even use on the show because I'm not kidding. It's three full verses of bet, bitch, bet. And I thought, if I just read that, he'll know instantly, and I'm going to start laughing, and he'll know it's real. It's so absurd, I'll get called out immediately.
Well, I'm sorry, Mike, you didn't win.
I know.
But nice. Thank you for listening, Afers. If you made it this far.
Your mom probably still loves you, maybe?
Probably
maybe.
Not.
She probably doesn't, but we hope you do.
he's coming out like the golden child for like once in his life because of this podcast.
I'm not getting any Christmas presents at all.
No. Make sure to visit our sponsors, For the Ville 615 at fortheville615.com for all your clothing needs. Rate and review us on whatever you're listening on.
For all your smut needs.
Jesus.
Dirty smuts.
Yeah. Smut shirts.
You can follow us on Twitter at @EdWardsPod and let us know how we've ruined your son's life. You can get more of Mike's analysis on all things Titans at Music City Miracles.
We're going to have your mom on for Mother's Day. I just decided.
She's just going to sit. We're going to have all of our mothers on, and they're going to look at
Bring
us and tell us how disappointed they are.
Oh, that would be so much fun.
Let's actually
do
this.
That would be so much fun.
I don't want to do that. I don't like that idea at all.
We should just have them do the podcast.
Yes, we should.
Sub out. Tag them in.
Yeah.
We are Football and Other F Words. You've just been F'd.
They know.
I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seemed Smart. It Seemed Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seemed smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.